composition taken from Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams together, Bad Luck Charm, from their work that they have out presently. They're going to be performing live at Club Passim this evening. Multi-instrumentalist and vocalist Larry Campbell and singer-guitarist Teresa Williams have rocked many a venue as both center stage performers and invaluable assets to world-class acts. The short list does include Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, Little Feat, Hot Tuna, Phil Lesh. We have them both on the phone. Good morning, Larry and Teresa. How are you?
We're fine. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Well, I'm just so excited to have you along for the ride here on the Jukebox of Americana. You're in the area tonight performing at Club Passim. And I can say I had the great pleasure of seeing you along with the late, great Levon Helm at Newport.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it was a great show.
It was just simply amazing. It was the first time I became aware of you as a performer.
It was wonderful. The highlight to me that I remember was Richie Havens being there, coming out and singing with us. You know, it was not long after that we lost him. It was just great to be on stage with that guy. What a sweet man he was. You know?
Right. Well, before we talk about too much about either of you, let's talk about Levon, because he was so so part of your life in these last several years. Tell us about that, how that all came about. And definitely, I want to hear about the Midnight Ramble and what that's all about.
Oh, yeah. Well, Teresa says it was like going to church. And, you know, for musicians, that's exactly what it was. You walk into Levon's barn and all of a sudden you're in a community, you know, where the audience and the band and, you know, the people, the volunteers, same goal, which is just to have a good time, you know. And to play with those musicians and Levon and play the music that we got to play, and which was pretty much ran the gamut, you know, everything from, of course, the band material, and it took a while to talk Levon into tackling that stuff again, but once he got there, he loved it, you know.
Because he wanted to move forward. He did
right.
not want to rest. He wasn't resting on his laurels. He wanted to move forward, which is... With his own career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he didn't want to be a nostalgia act, you know. Well, from that material, and then blues and gospel and rock and roll and bluegrass and mountain music and New Orleans music, you know, that was the beauty of that thing, that we could do any of those genres with Levon and feel like we had complete authority to play in those genres, you know.
Right, yes. Is the Ramble still carrying on, or is it...
Well, we can only really get together like once a year for the Ramble band.
Mm-hmm.
They're still having music there, and it looks like it's becoming more consistent. It's a great venue. I'm so happy that his daughter, Amy Helm, you know, she has her own career as a solo artist,
mm-hmm.
which was just starting... really around the time that Levon passed. I think she was just getting her record together.
Sure.
So she can't be there every weekend the way it was, you
mm-hmm.
know, when Levon was there and the band had to go out and, you know, make a living because everybody's always scattered around the globe. But I think we have one gig coming up this year that's actually the Levon Helm band, which then we started calling the Ramble Band, just
mm-hmm.
not to confuse people. I think we have one gig in September, maybe, Larry?
Yeah.
And it's always
we'll more
fun. It's just like old home week when we all get together. But she's still got music. The people come in and shows at the barn, and it's becoming more consistent, I think. It's really great that she's been able to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Teresa Williams and Larry Campbell here with us on the Jukebox talking about the Ramble that took place or continues to take place in Woodstock, New York. Put together in Levon Helm's barn. Boy, Larry, you must be the work that you did with Levon Helm. You talk about him wanting to move forward and just move on from that band. But the opportunity to be part of that sound and your work it's just amazing. I've got Electric Dirt in my hand right here. I have to tell you, when this went into the deck for the first time, I was just simply floored.
That's great.
It's all
boy,
great work.
What a labor of love that was.
When we went up there, starting with Dirt Farmer, what I said that I wanted, what I would want to hear as a regular consumer
mm-hmm.
was Levon on a platter. just as raw and minimal as you could get, just to have him focus on highlighting his essence, really.
Sure.
And I felt like that Larry and Amy got it off of, on Dirt Farmer.
On the Dirt Farmer record, that was our kind of what we were trying to strip it down to where Levon came from, to get sort of a visceral sense of that through the music. And then on Electric Dirt, you know, after we had been playing Rambles for a while and had this great band, and we just wanted to expand the sound a little bit more, but still keeping that thread of honesty of Levon's personality through the whole thing. You know?
Sure.
And
but he wouldn't have let it be anything else.
Yeah,
really.
True.
You know, in truth, if that's, you think about it, he just, I keep saying this, and I noticed this is, he was true north musically. He just was, and that mm-hmm. was part of the bliss of being there. He couldn't be anything else.
It's great work, and I'm going to assume that there's some stuff still in the can, perhaps, that has yet to come out.
There are some tracks. You know, one of these days, I'm hoping to get together with Amy and Sandy up there and see just see what's around and plow through some of the stuff. There's certainly, I mean, we recorded every Ramble, you know, there's lots of live stuff that needs to be sorted out one of these days. But there are a few other tracks that, you know,
all right,
one of these days we'll get them out.
Well, enough about Levon, and I do have another question I'm hoping to get into you, but we'll let that set for a moment. What about the two of you? Here the two of you are. You've got a dual release out. To what's this about? How did it come around?
I think Levon is kind of a binder, glue, that when we met, we both loved the same kind of music. I think that's a big bond for us. We enjoy the same stuff, and it's not limited to one genre by any means.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always kind of a trick. If you're going to make a record, which genre are you going to pick that day? You know, because
right. You
like so many things. And we had just really worked together casually. Well, not even, I wouldn't even say working together. We met working together at the Bottom Line in New York City.
Okay.
This
is going back a little ways.
And hired him to be in, I didn't know any country players in New York, and I needed a country band, and a friend hired him to be in my band for that night.
Uh-huh.
And it was off to the races for me. Somebody born and raised in New York City who could play pedal steel and be inside that music in a really true way. I was just, I couldn't believe it. And we discovered a lot of we had like mind about music, and that was a big pull. So what we were doing, just like sitting around with my family and the local people down in Tennessee, just for fun, when we got with Levon, that kind of funneled right into his thing, because he's from just kind of across the river from where I'm from. We both grew up in the cotton patch and mm-hmm. working in the field and everything, and there was a very, very simpatico relationship with me and Levon, just personally, and because of that, and it was like having family up in New York for me to have Levon around, and then the music, it just all bled into the music, and the stuff we did with Levon, as Larry pointed out, all of those different genres that we would do with him, there were no boundaries around it. It was just,
sure,
if it was good music and you liked playing it, you played it at Levon. From what we originally started doing just for fun down in Tennessee together,
yeah,
and it kind of morphed into Levon's thing, and then morphed into what we're doing now.
Yeah,
through that Levon funnel.
It was those years with him were a great opportunity to hone what we do now, what Teresa and I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And organic is the word, you know. It just sort of grew out of the ground, this whole thing. And we do it because we love doing it.
Sure. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams with us here on the Jukebox, performing tonight at Club Passim. Larry, I've got to ask you about this, and I had not heard of it before I started looking into your background a little bit, but you spent a fair amount of time with Bob Dylan. and in there, you worked on a movie with him, Mask and Anonymous. And
yeah,
I didn't know this movie existed. I can't wait to find it and see it.
Daddy says, oh, that's that crazy movie where
Well,
you can't really tell what's going on.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience. Like that.
Well,
you gotta
give us some dough and lore on this.
Well, actually, I read the script a couple of times before the movie started, and I was in the movie, and I saw the movie, and I never was really able to figure out what it's all about, you know, and it's probably just above my head a little bit, you know, but I will say the music was done wonderfully in that film.
Sure.
Everything we're performing on screen, that's what we're playing, you know, it's very uh-huh. immediate. There's no overdubbing, nothing. And it was recorded wow. really well. And
is there a soundtrack? There must be a soundtrack then.
There is, yeah. Yeah, there is a soundtrack.
We'll have to find
album.
It.
And to see the enigma of Bob in that movie surrounded by all of these fabulous actors, that's kind of cool, too.
Sure.
Yeah, that was the greatest part about it. You know, you're hanging with John Goodman and Jeff Bridges and Jessica Lange and Mickey Rourke and all these great actors so we certainly had a good time doing it.
Uh-huh. Well, I have to tell you, I've got to look that one up now, in particular the soundtrack for sure. Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams, we're in for a treat tonight with your performance at Club Passim. You've got a wonderful album out here, simply self-titled between the two of you. We've played Surrender to Love, Bad Luck Charm. What else can we draw from this? And then I want you to, if you will, just choose a track, if you can recollect what's all on Electric Dirt. Actually, I want to play you, and then I want to play a track from Electric Dirt. So you get a little set of music here.
Wow.
If I'm putting you on the spot, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'll choose the Electric Dirt track then.
Wow, there's so much stuff on that record. You know what? Move Along Train. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I already played Move Along Train.
Now you gotta go.
Okay, cool.
I played that one a little earlier.
How about Tennessee Dead?
Oh, sure. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, from your own album, what can we go out of this interview
keep
with?
Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burn.
Keep Your
Lamp. Our Addicts, either one.
Yeah, well, I think
we'll get them.
You know,
both.
Keep Your Lamp has become sort of a. It's. I mean, Teresa owns that tune now. You know, she just has found a way to sing that song that's just kind of transcendent. You know, it became a standard at the Rambles. We would do it every night. We had to put it on the record.
All right. I sure appreciate you folks spending some time with us here on WCUW's Jukebox of Americana. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You got a wonderful station there. I really appreciate you having us.
All right. Hope to see you tonight.
Great. Right. Come on by.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 This is Larry Campbell.
And Teresa Williams.
And you're listening to
WCUW. That's my line.
Okay.
See you. Like,
yeah, okay.
See you.
Okay.
See you
okay. This is Larry Campbell.
And Teresa Williams, and you're listening to WCUW.
91.3 FM, Worcester.
Very good. Thank you.
Did we do it?
You did it. Thank you.